You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
While firefighters in New South Wales are working to contain blazes during favourable weather conditions, reinforcements from the United States are familiarising themselves with the environment. In an Australian first, 21 incident management and aviation specialists from the US will be deployed to New South Wales's Hawkesbury, Richmond and South Coast areas. With weather conditions expected to worsen from Tuesday, New South Wales Rural Fire Service Chief Superintendent Ben Millington says he's thankful for the extra help.
We are expecting deteriorating conditions later this week, so they're here just in time. Look, we're working very closely with the Bureau of Meteorology, as you could well understand, and in close liaison with them on a day-to-day basis about the forecast. We will see temperatures increase from Tuesday onwards across the state, but more concerningly, we are expecting lightning activity again later this week.
US Consul General Sharon Hudson-Dean says joining US and Australian forces is a reflection of the strong bond between the two countries.
This group here is representative of that commitment of the United States to helping Australia and vice versa. We're extremely proud that all of these volunteers have stepped forward and are here to help.
Authorities have been taking advantage of favourable weather conditions by conducting backburning and containment operations. But despite the positive containment actions, RFS Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons is urging people to remain vigilant.
We can't be doing, though, is becoming complacent. We've got literally, more than a million hectares burning across New South Wales at the moment. And we've got just under 2,000 firefighters and personnel working on these fire grounds, and we've got communities up and down the coast that are all being impacted by these fires.
The air quality in Sydney has been severely impacted by the bushfires, with smoke blanketing most of the city and surrounding areas. Ash is also washing up on numerous beaches across the state. Marine ecologist Dr. Emma Johnston says as the ash enters waterways, it could severely disrupt marine ecosystems.
A huge amount of burnt vegetation has landed in the ocean, and that's a source of carbon and nutrients. So there's two problems with this. One, with that high density of particulates, you can get the clogging of fish gills, or filter feeders might have trouble feeding. But a second, more indirect effect is that can trigger an algal bloom. And if you get a really, really large algal bloom, when that starts to decompose, it uses up all the oxygen and can cause fish kills from low oxygen environments.
Dr. Johnson says while ash in the ocean can cause irritation when it gets into people's eyes and ears, it can cause major health concerns when flushed into fresh waterways and drinking supplies.
So it's not the salt water places where people need to be worried. It's when you're drinking fresh water that's contaminated that you have real human health issues.
Meanwhile, in Queensland, firefighters are facing other issues. Authorities say over 1,000 litres of water has been stolen south of Brisbane as people desperately try to save their homes, livestock and land from the fires. Koalas are also being affected. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the species' natural habitat needs to be protected.
Our koala is vulnerable. It is under threat. And as we know from the bushfires that we've seen across the southeast, there have been a lot of injured koalas and many have lost their lives.
The Queensland Government plans to help the wild koala population by setting aside 570,000 hectares and $2 million for habitat restoration. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
sbs.com.au